Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Ghoul Girls, the Boozy Special. This is round three of our boozy episode. I'm your host, Britt, and today I have a special host, a co-host, the extraordinary, amazing. Introduce yourself.
I'm Gina.
It's Gina, guys. You don't know her, but you will. You'll be very accustomed to her. I found her in a graveyard, and I pulled up her body. I gave her some of my blood, and now she's part of the crew, guys. So, Gina, I brought Gina here so we can do a boozy episode, and I want to introduce her. So, Gina, give us a little, who are you? What makes you so spooky and into this spookiness?
These are questions that I was not anticipating. So, flow. I'm Gina. I like booze.
She does like booze. What are you drinking, Gina?
I am drinking Golden Road Palisades Pineapple.
I couldn't even pronounce that Palisades.
I really thought I read it backwards, actually, just now, and then I had to, like, double look at it.
I thought it was Pilates, so it's fine. We are not sponsored by Golden Road, but if you do, this is really good beer.
Really good beer. I'm not a fruity person, but this is really good beer.
I'm pretty fruity.
I think we like, bonded when we went through the cemetery at the border together in Calexico, right?
Yes, we went through a scary cemetery. Yeah. Had a lot of broken
cemeteries. It was like a really... It was amazing. The ground experience. Was broken. It was kind of a weird day.
I liked it. And we were stuck there. Yes. Because of
the beach bash shit.
Mexico. No, you could totally say shit. We are explicit content. You know how many penis blowjob jokes I've made on this podcast? I have talked about sucking some ghost penis many times. Our editor Max knows this. Everyone knows this. They always... It's okay. You could say anything you want, Gina. Okay. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
I brought Gina on because Gina has a lot of ghost stories that she wants to tell us. That was my cat, I think. I think
that was like
a ghost cat.
That was a ghost cat.
Oh my god. It could be a ghost cat. You never know, guys. I'm always picking up ghosts everywhere I go. But in light of this corona lockdown, I wanted to come back and revamp Ghoul Girls. And now we're going to have Gina. She's... has a few scary stories. She's actually one of the people that influenced me to go to the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Clapping in the background.
It's okay. We can clap a little bit. Max can insert some pause and some clapping.
Oh, some dramatic.
Some dramatic pause and maybe some thunder. Some thunders in the background. Ooh. Anyways, so Gina was one of the people that actually told me about the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, which I did go to, and I actually have never shared my experience. On the podcast.
Are we going to do that now?
We are going to do that now.
Yes.
But first, I'm just kidding. There was no but first. I'm just kidding, guys. Just like an update, we do still have our Instagram up. We still do have our messages on Facebook. Thank you to everyone who's actually reached out and showed support for the show. I know I'm still getting DMs to this day. When is Ghoul Girls coming back? Well, it's back, baby. And Gina is going to be... my new co-host. I'm just forcing her to do it.
I already
made her drink my blood. We're already connected. Right. We're bonded. That's it, guys.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But guys, just Gina's really cool. So make sure you guys give us a warm welcome to her. I want her to
to
influence us in all her spookiness.
Thank you.
She had some spooky stories. I tried not to listen to her when she was telling them because I wanted to be surprised. I was just like, oh, I have to zone this out. I was like, I can't do it. Anyways, so first I'm going to start asking you a little bit of questions because I want our viewers to really know who Gina is on the spooky spectrum. So my first question is, do you believe in ghosts?
I am on the line. I'm a little skeptical of ghosts. And I really feel like some of my experiences maybe can be chalked up to...
I'm trying to see if my phone was on silent. I'm so sorry, guys. It wasn't. And I dropped it.
That's all right.
That was a ghost.
Shame on you.
It was a ghost. Come continue, Gina. I need to hear. Go.
No, I just feel like... I feel like I'm skeptical because maybe I... maybe there can be reason... Or maybe there's an explanation for why what happened that I'm not seeing. And so I feel like maybe I'm like too quickly like, oh my God, this happened to me. And... I can't explain it.
You tried to look at it rationally before. Right. No, that's understandable. Totally understandable. I've done that with the experiences that I have. But then when I didn't find a rational explanation, I was just like, ooh, mama got touched by her ghost boyfriend. You know what
it comes down to, like, when I tell my stories, like, the small things that have happened to me, and then people, like, look at me like I'm stupid or, like, that didn't really happen. And so then I feel like, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe they didn't really happen, or maybe they didn't happen the way that I remember them happening.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, I guess I get persuaded into believing that maybe I'm just exaggerating a story.
I feel like, you know, when these kind of experience, I've, at least for me, this shit that I've experienced, like, I felt, you can't deny the presence that you feel.
Yep.
You know? And maybe some of it was my overactive imagination, but, like, if you guys go back to, like, our old Ouija board episodes, like, I definitely feel like those were not exaggerations. Like, I felt what I felt. I mean, you could believe it, or you could take it with a grain of salt, but I think it's really more believable when people are like, I was skeptical at first, or I really tried to explain it, which, what you said that you did, you know, you mm-hmm. couldn't really rationalize it. It was just something that you experienced. So you're, like, on the fence, right?
Yeah.
What about, like, haunted places?
I totally believe, so it's real weird. I totally believe that places can be haunted.
Yeah.
I happen to believe that time is not, like, a straight line.
Okay,
that
I agree.
That we list, you know, everything is in layers or whatever. So I totally believe that there's the possibility that we're living at the same time as something else is living, and maybe that's what we're encountering when we encounter, like, haunted
maybe, like, parallel places. Universes?
Yeah, like, kind of like that. So I totally... old buildings terrify me. Like, there is no tomorrow, so...
I love old buildings. I'm always telling Max, I'm like, can we stop here? It looks old. Can we stop here? It looks like... I want to go investigate.
Oh, gosh.
He's my whole family's over my shit. They're like, we're not gonna feel your...
It's your mom's fault.
It is, dude. She's a spooky hoe.
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. You're the only person that listens to our podcast now since we died.
Oh!
I'm just kidding, guys. We're back. We're resurrected, I swear. But yeah, so that's interesting. So you do believe in certain haunted places. What do you believe in psychics?
I do.
So we're opposite.
Okay. So I totally believe in, like, the tarot space and psychics and pendulum readings and, like, Ouija boards and stuff like that.
You want to know what's pretty funny? I've done the Ouija board. I can read tarot cards. And I have tried the pendulum thing. I don't believe in any of them. But I know how to read the tarot cards. Like, I know how to do the layouts and everything.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, I taught myself. I self-taught myself for 6 years. I taught myself how to read palms. I studied a lot.
Okay, we should do that on... You should reread my palm.
I'm going to have to
reread it. Because I do not remember shit that you said to me that night.
We could live stream it. We'll do that for a live stream one day.
Oh, that would be cool.
We could do it.
That would be totally cool.
Ghoul Girls Brittany over here offering on our live stream, maybe one day soon, I could do live stream palm reading.
That would be
dope.
That would be super dope, I think.
High five. That's us high-fiving, guys.
We high-fived. With you our boobs.
Can. Our boobs. Our nipple, very bouncy.
Nipple to nipple.
Nipple to... I love it.
You want nipples too?
That's our cat. We're not talking to some random person, I swear. You guys cannot get nipples. That's for paying customers only.
Ciao.
Well, anyway, back to my question. I'm giving her a little interview. So we are drinking. I am a little buzzed. And
I'm a little.
Gina's a little buzzed. So we're going to do our little booziness. Gina, next question. So you believe in psychics. You believe in that kind of spiritual stuff. Aliens. Yay or nay?
Nay.
What? What? You did not just nay that.
I need it.
Why?
That's a firm nay.
You don't believe in aliens?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh, God. I believe in aliens more than I believe in ghosts.
Really?
Yes!
Oh. Wow, well, this is...
If you guys could see the look on Gina's face, she's like, oh, God, I have to leave right now. Yes! I feel like aliens are a big part of our society. I feel like they're... I definitely think that they built the pyramids and all those, mm-hmm. like... Mesopotamic, can't even say the word. Okay. Mesopotamic buildings and stuff like that. I definitely believe that's me right there. I believe in the giant structures and stuff like that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You don't believe in all that, like, lights in the sky, kind of people getting abducted and probed? I would pay good money to be probed. I'm just saying.
Me too.
Throwing that out.
It's been like 4 months.
Oh, God. It's been like forever. I've never been probed.
Uh-huh.
Only on Saturdays, guys. Hell, yesterday. Anyways, okay, so you're not an alien person, which, you know what? I gotta let you borrow. You read books? Books?
Yes.
I'm gonna give you some books. Alien-centered books that I read that was like, holy shit.
Okay.
You should read them.
I'll read them.
I'll post them up on our Instagram so you guys can check them out too. I can't really remember the names of them because I'm a little buzzed. But I know I have a stack that I read. But they're pretty much like personal counters. Like, they're really interesting books. Okay, so we're nay on aliens, which I am going to change your mind on that.
Okay.
We're going to do an alien episode soon.
Okay.
And you're gonna be like, aliens be fucking up some shit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm game.
Yeah, I'm like the tin hat theory where I think that our government knows about them and I feel like they're harvesting our organs.
If we weren't in the era of the Cheeto, I would totally agree
with
you.
The Cheeto?
But I feel like he's so dumb. He would have already said some shit that corroborates that story because he would have to know.
They don't tell him. Why would they tell him?
Well, I mean,
they wouldn't tell him.
That may be true.
I don't think that they would tell him. Because they're not going to tell him. You know who they're going to tell? They told Obama. You know, he fucking knew about it. That's why he's so chill. That's why he's so chill about everything. He's like, I don't give a fuck, man. There's fucking aliens running this shit. Who cares? Oh, well. Why do you think the coronavirus is going after the old white people, Rich?
First of all, that is entirely true.
Right? Look, I'm just saying, if I was a president and I knew aliens were real, I would be so chill about everything. World War III? We have fucking aliens, bro. Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Pollution? Fucking, what's that shit called? Global warming? Aliens.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Ma'am.
I'm so sorry. I know, I'm so sorry. I'm burning 2020. I don't promote that on this podcast. I'm sorry, guys. We're not a political podcast. You could listen to us if you listen to whatever you... If you believe in whatever you want, you can listen to this podcast. We do not judge. If you are a Republican, Democrat, it does not matter to me. Just give me those reviews on iTunes. That's what I'm hungry for. Capitalism, baby.
That's right.
Right? Anyways, okay, so we got the alien question out of the way. So let me ask you this. What is your favorite scary movie?
Oh, man. Is that Others?
Others? With Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I do too.
That's an old 2000 movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there are others that I can't remember off because I'm not very good at, like, I know, funny, right?
Funny. Good play on words.
I'm not very good at being put on the spot, so my mind kind of, like, goes blank and it just starts reaching.
There is a giant spotlight pointed directly at Gina, guys, and we're just putting her up. There's guns here, and we're all pointing at her.
It's intense, you guys.
So intense. This is the Ghoul Girls exclusive studio. Shout out to Carlos who made that catchphrase happen. He always, every time he talks to me, he's like, Ghoul Girls exclusive. So shout out to you, Carlos, and your wife. Hopefully you're staying alive during this quarantine. We're all waiting for everyone who, you know, got infected with the coronavirus to turn into zombies. All I'm saying.
Oh, God. That's true, too.
Everyone survived.
How about July 4th?
What the hell is that?
Isn't that the Will Smith movie?
That's Independence Day. Oh. Get out of this. Get out of this. Gina just slapped her mic on the floor, guys. It's okay.
First of all,
maybe. I think we're good.
I think we're okay.
We're good, guys.
Sorry, guys, if that, like, blew out your eardrums, I'm really sorry in advance.
It's okay. She just called Independence Day 4th of July movie.
Whatever.
I can't.
It's got your aliens in it.
And it has Will Smith, and he's a juicy motherfucker. I'll tell you that right now. I will let him F my mother, and my mother would like it. I know she would. She always... I'm pretty sure that she has some kind of Will Smith fantasy. I am not lying. You can ask her. Mother, I know you're listening to this. I always blast her on this show. This is all it is. It's just Ghoul Girls / blasting our mother.
That's so funny.
Anyways, guys. So, okay. So, favorite movie. Scary movie, The Others, right?
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Ghost. It has everything. Ghost and children.
It was the first of its kind to kind of, like, play on the whole, like, people living in alternate universes at the same time, or parallel universes at the same time.
What was another movie that was like that? Interstellar.
Okay, that's fair.
Very, very different, though.
Yes.
Two different types of movies, but same thing. I think, what's your favorite newer scary movie that's recently come out?
Newer scary movie. I don't know. Oh, As Above, So Below. That one fucked me up.
Oh, that was the one where it takes place in like
France,
in right? The catacombs. That one was pretty creepy.
No, that fucked me up. Creepy. I was pregnant at the time, and I was like, no romance, because I hate Freddy. I was like 9.5 months pregnant.
Oh wow.
I didn't sleep for like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Hereditary?
No.
Dude. Okay, so Hereditary. I'm gonna just throw this out there right now. Hereditary is my favorite scary movie that's recently came out.
Okay.
It is bone-chilling, scary.
Watch during the daytime?
I mean, I watched it at night. And then I watched it again.
But you're way more brave than I am. I'm a baby.
Okay, look, I'm not brave. I love being... I get scared. I'm a coward. I get scared so bad, but I get... I think maybe I'm like a masochist. I love being scared.
No, I do like, too. That's like...
I live for wanting to like... cry. Like, uh-huh. The scarier it is that makes me cry, I fucking love it. Okay. I go to Fright Fest, and I go to the Universal Studios one.
Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, I go there because I get scared. I want to be scared. I want to be crying. I want them to harass me.
The last time I went, I was crying. I was sobbing because I'm terrified of Silent Hill. Like, that whole theme. And they had, like, the people walking around, and I left crying. I left early. I couldn't go through the rest of the tour, and I fucking
love that shit.
I know, but I got so scared. Like, it was beyond, like, the normal reasonable scared that I was shaking, and
you know
what
gives me panic attacks? Zombies. I do not do zombie movies. I'm not a zombie person.
No.
So if you guys ever want to scare me, just zombie, any kind of zombie paraphernalia freaks me the fuck out.
Yeah.
That I had a panic attack when I went through the zombie maze at Universal Studios.
Well, you're better than me because I couldn't even do it.
Died. But I love that feeling. It gets my juices flowing.
I went through the Silent Hill one, and they pulled me out of the thing because I couldn't move anymore. It was was like in the very entrance of the maze where the nurses were. And the nurses were the scariest part for me.
Really? I played the game. It was really good.
I'm like getting anxiety thinking about it.
Oh my God. See, I'm a horrible... I'm also a low-key gamer, guys. I am a PC Master Race person. And I actually replayed the Resident Evil game, the new one, the one with Leon, who is Bay. It was such a scary game, but I loved it. Like, I download as many scary games as I can, and I just play them through for fun. I'm so sorry, guys. My cat is trying to seduce Gina right now.
He's totally winning.
He loves her. He gets so much attention, and he acts like he doesn't get attention. Look at him. He's gonna try and lick
his
balls.
Look at that stretch just to get to the balls.
Hey, that's a nasty bitch. Anyways, okay, so we established that you do enjoy the horror genre, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like everyone, if you guys don't know, we're kind of vibing with Gina right now. She turned out to be a pretty spooky bitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then I want to ask you like a couple questions about like your personal experiences. Because I bonded with Gina just because I don't even know how the subject came up of scary stuff. But anytime I meet someone new, I'm always like, yeah, you know, I like death and murder. Do you guys like death and murder? Some people are kind of like, no, you're weird. Back off. Why do you have a picture of fucking Ed Gein in your fucking phone? What are you doing? Gina was totally on board with it. You know, you can see the look in someone's eyes where they're like, serial killers? Death? Ghost, and that's exactly how Gina was. So Gina, I hear you have a couple experiences that you want to share with us.
I have two.
She has two, guys.
So this is a while ago. This was in my old house. I used to live in the Valley. I'm a Valley girl at heart, born and raised.
Nice.
BSFB for life. 818.
Nice.
What's up?
Throwing up signs, guys.
So, I know, really. So I used to live in North Hollywood, and I had a house.
Oh.
With my ex. And the first experience, I think it was like 20. Okay, so just to age check you guys, I'm almost 40. So this was like
20. She does not look like it, guys.
Thank you. She drew a picture of me. You should check out my IG.
You can plug yourself.
Oh. If you want. Gina_Rochelle. That's me. She drew a real dope picture of me today, though, and I'm, like, ultimate flattered. Like, you guys can't... I can't even express, like, how flattered I am by the picture because, A, she just totally, like, took this and she just did so much justice to the person that I want to be. So going back to the story, I think it was like 24 or 25, and we were laying in bed, and our bed was pushed up into the corner of the room, so only one side was off, okay. or not against a wall. Laying down on my back, it's like 3:30 in the morning, and my hand is kind of over the side, and obviously that's a taboo thing to do anyway.
Yeah,
like
you why never... would you do that? You want demons licking those fingers?
I know. Well, I learned my lesson, and I have never done it since. So I was laying on my back, and I awake to something pulling on, like grabbing and pulling on my middle finger as it's like laying off the edge of the bed, and it kind of jolts me awake. And as I'm like trying to figure out what the hell is going on, the Xbox, and this is back in the time with the original Xbox, turns on, and I can't get it to shut off. So I wake up my ex, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened. Something really scary. My finger got pulled, and then the Xbox turned on, and it won't shut off with the remote. And he doesn't believe me because, you know, nothing's ever happened to him, and I'm sitting there terrified, and I don't want to go back to sleep. So the TV stays on until morning. And that was my first ever, like, experience.
Do you think maybe the ghost wanted you to play Xbox with it?
He was like, hey, let's be homies.
He's like, come on, man. My dad runs Microsoft.
Right?
Right.
It was, like, at the time of regular, like, box TVs, too, you, like, an idea. Like, it was a flat screen, but box TV. Mm. Like, it wasn't...
I know what you mean. We're talking about, like...
Like, 2004, 2005.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. When I was young, I'm not a kid. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
But no, like, okay, so you felt it physically pull on your finger?
Yes.
Dude.
It woke me up. I was dead asleep and something, at first, because, you know, it's kind of like cognitive dissonance, right?
Yeah.
Like, you understand what just happened, but you're not willing to comprehend.
Registering it.
Right. So, at first, when it happened, I was like, oh, maybe my oldest came in and, like, pulled on my hand, right? And I was like, but so I looked around for her and I didn't see her anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck. Like, what if something really just happened?
Yeah.
And so I was like, after that, we started remodeling our house and I was like, fuck that. I'm not sleeping in that room ever again.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. That's crazy.
It was really scary.
Nelson, get down. Get down from there. Sorry, my cat's being crazy. Okay, so that creepy story. Anytime something physically touches you, I feel like it's like something connecting to you. At least in my opinion.
Yes.
When I was having my whole demon boyfriend episodes, one of the things that had happened was I was laying in bed and I felt someone, I had a bun kind of like this. You guys can't see it, but I have a bun in my hair. I woke up completely paralyzed and I felt someone standing on top of my pillow and pulling my hair from my bun. It was just something that I registered that was happening, like you said. Mm-hmm. You felt it happen, and it was something that I like felt, but at the time you're just like, what the fuck is happening, you know? To me, that's like the creepiest thing. I don't want to feel these things. Like, I love ghosts and I am an amateur ghost hunter. If we weren't all locked up in quarantine, you best believe I would be taking Gina down the street to the Haunted Asylum that's over here in Downey.
Yeah.
I would have jumped it, and we would have been there. Trust.
No,
trust.
Yeah, I would be all in.
You know, and I think that, like, it's something that I like to do. I want to do more ghost tours.
Yeah.
I always want to experience stuff so I know that, like, kind of like a validation kind of thing, and I think it's really cool that you actually felt something like that. Like, physical touching is something that's, like, hard to explain.
Yeah.
When you physically feel pressure
and stuff.
And
it was, it felt so real, too, you know? Like when you had the strands being pulled from your bun. Like, you jolted my memory. Something that I completely forgot about. In the same bedroom, in the same bed, I had hairs pulled. And it was individual hairs. Like, you know how feel, like, the individual hairs on your head, like, moving, like, say if something's, like the wind is pushing your hair? But I was laying down in my bed when I felt, like, the individual, like, strands being pulled.
It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, no, you totally jogged my memory. I completely forgot about that.
I'm telling you, this is the kind of shit that, like, it happens to people. That's why I do believe in, like, energy and all that kind of stuff. Because I feel like... every time I felt something, I felt like energy, like a jolt of electricity. I would feel staticky afterwards. Sorry, guys. The booze is catching up with me.
It was me, too, when I was talking.
You know? it's just like you experience these things and you feel these different sensations, and then you talk to another person and be like, hey, this is what I experienced. And when someone sits and they're like, you know what, I had this experience and I felt those same sensations that you're feeling, mm-hmm. I think to me that's kind of like something that validates it, at least for me.
No, I agree. Know? Yeah, yeah.
So hearing that you felt the physical pressure of it, like, I'm always like, oh, I'm not the only one that felt something that wasn't really there. Yeah. You know, that, I don't know. I'm a freak. What is your next story? I need to hear this.
The next story, so same house, but we had been doing renovations. There was like an add-on to the house before we bought it that gave us like a second like family room.
Yeah.
And we decided that we were going to remodel that into our master bedroom. So we remodeled it, moved in there, no issues. One night, I was home by myself. My ex used to work a 4 to 2 a.m. shift. Okay. So I was always home Monday through Friday by myself that late. His dad worked at a bar, so his dad was never home. And his younger sister and I, at the time, were not talking. And I remember this really vividly because it fucked me up after it happened. So I was doing laundry, and our washer and dryer were located in the garage, which would be almost a straight line from our bedroom door out to the garage door. And it's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. All the lights are really off in the house except for the glow from our bedroom. Excuse me. Beer is catching up to me too. So I'm walking out and I'm getting ready to, I have like a hamper full of clothes, and I'm walking and I feel this presence, right? But me and this girl were not talking at the time. We had had a huge blowout, so we were just really avoiding each other. And I assumed it was her, so I just kind of walked in a whole ass circle around her to get to the garage door because I just didn't want to be in her presence. And as I get to the garage door, I turn around and she's nowhere in sight.
Oh, wow.
I walk out to the garage, and I was, because in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe she just went to her room really quickly because she didn't want to be around me either. I get to the garage, I put my stuff in the washing machine, and I look out, and her car's not in the driveway, so she's not even home. So I'm literally whole ass alone in my house, and I panic, and I call my ex, and I'm like, I need you to come home. I don't know what just happened, but I swear somebody was in here with me, and when I turned around, there was nothing there. And it was like, you know how, the reason why I knew it was like, it really happened was, have you ever had that experience where you can hear the air change when somebody's walking in a room? Like the presence, the pressure changes in a room. I felt it. I heard it. The literal weight of the air changed as I was walking by who I thought was her. Yeah, and it totally, like, terrified me when I realized that I was
alone
in this house and something was there. Like, it was so much that I even saw, like, the outline of a body.
Yeah.
Like a black
silhouette kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. It was like a mist, kind of like a fog, because it was dark. So I just assumed, you know, the light wasn't hitting that particular area to be able to see her. Yeah.
Them shadow people, I'm telling you guys. Oh god, see, that's like the creepy thing, like you said, it's always those sensations or mm-hmm. the corner of your eye kind of stuff, which always freaks me the fuck out, you know. I'm just telling you right now. Those are some very spooky ass stories. Look, I am 100% on board with people's like ghost experiences. I like talking to people when they give their ghost experiences and stuff. I think the more like you really try and rationalize it and you can't find a solution, like you felt a presence there, you felt like someone was there, no one's there.
Yeah.
And I think like when it finally hits you, you're just kind of like, oh shit.
And you know what, thinking about it right now, where I saw that presence was right next to that bedroom where I got my finger pulled.
Someone likes you in the house.
Well, I haven't been there for like 8 years, so that's a plus, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I felt when me and Max lived in the apartment.
Like, yeah,
I would always kind of see things out of the corner of my eye. Oh. And that's like the worst. Sorry guys, I'm having a little burpee session over here. Trying to avoid it into the mic. I don't want it to stink. But when I lived in the apartment, like I would see things from the corner of my eyes, which I always think is the scariest, because you don't really know, is my mind playing a trick on me, or am I seeing something that's actually was there? Like, I have a few ghost pictures. I think I posted them on my Instagram. If not, I will repost them. When I used to live in my house in Linwood, I've been trying to get my mom on. I want to do an episode with my mom when she lived in Linwood. That
would be so cool.
You will probably be joining us because it's a crazy ass experience that we've had in that house. Uh-huh. Sorry guys, that's me being popular. But yeah, I used to live in a house in Linwood, and that's how every sensation would feel. Like, we would always be feeling presence. You could just feel the air, like, change. And I think for me, that's, like, the scariest shit. Because, I mean, we would have some bad days, like, where we would hear voices. Like, people talking to us. And we would hear, like, full-on conversations happening inside our house.
I can't even imagine.
Dude, my favorite story didn't even happen to me. It happened to my stepdad. And so, this one time, like, I guess he went home, right? He got home off of work early or something like that. And he goes and he walked. The way our house was set up is that, you know, you have the entrance and you could see from the living room straight into the back of the house. Kind of like a shotgun house, but bigger. But you could see straight to the back. And so he walked into the house and he saw a big black figure go from one door to the next, like in the way back of the house. So he goes and he runs to the back thinking that it's like his son or one of us kids home from school early, like, so we're ditching, right? And he goes into the room. There is no one there in either room.
Oh my gosh.
So he freaks out and he called mom. He's like, you need to get home now. Fuck these ghosts. Fuck this shit. Like, he would not go back into the house until my mom got there.
Oh.
And like, my stepdad and my dad, he's a big dude. Like, he's like, you know, he's very, like, munchies, you know, he's a tough guy, you know, he's not gonna get scared by no, but that shit scared the shit out of him, and I just remember growing up as a kid, like, it didn't click on me when we were a kid, but my mom would always be yelling, why are you guys leaving the cabinets open? Why are you guys leaving the cabinets open? Us kids did not leave those cabinets open. We would be like, who the fuck left that shit open? She's still yelling at us and shit. And so, like, clicking, like, you know, as you get older, you realize that was not us kids leaving the cabinets open. It was maybe something else. Like, dude, we would all be asleep, no one would be up, and we wake up in the morning to get ready for school, all the cabinets open. Just random shit like that. Like, what the heck?
It's like the poltergeist.
Oh dude, that house, oh my god. Even when I pass by, because I still live like near Linwood, sometimes I go to Linwood, you know, I have friends that live over there, you know, it's the neighboring city of where I'm living now, and we would pass by and I would always be like, oh, we gotta go see my old haunted house. So, I mean, it's just one of my...
That's insane.
I have not shown you the picture, huh? No. Oh, God. Okay, guys. You guys can't see this, but I gotta show Gina this picture that we took in our house. It was a haunted house. And this one time, I think it was for Easter, my family was having, like, a little, like, I guess, kind of Easter, like, get-together, I guess. And so they took this picture, and it is the scariest picture that we have. It's of my two little twin sisters, and they're standing in front of a mirror, and the mirror's behind them. But you could see my two little sisters right there, and look at that fucking face.
No!
Yes, how have I never shown you this ghost picture?
Oh my god.
It is the scariest picture I've ever owned in my life, but it's something that my stepdad had taken, and you see this, it's a full-on face.
No, there is a full-on, like, demonic face in the mirror. It's red with green eyes.
It's creepy, right?
This is, oh Jesus,
it's giving me the chills.
Fucked up.
I've shown so, and it just, like, looking at the picture, dude, it always makes me feel so freaking uncomfortable. Like, look at it.
No, that's...
And it's funny, like, I don't want to give a lot away because it's an episode that I really want to, bring my mom in. But my mom was the one who had, like, kind of, like, a spiritual connection to this ghost growing up in our old house. Uh-huh. That when we first moved in there, she would constantly... And she would always tell us, I had this dream of this old man, and he was just staring at me. You know, I would wake up, and he's just staring at me in the room. She's like, and I would have the same dream over and over every day, every couple days. She'd be like, I had that same dream of that old guy just looking down at me on the bed. And so one day she comes in, she, you know, we wake up and she's like, I found out his name. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I was laying in bed. She goes, and I see him again standing above me. And I ask him, what's your name? Tell me who you are. You know, who are you? And she said in her head, the name Thomas popped up.
Oh, no.
Thomas was the guy who originally built the house, and he had a set of twins that passed away in the house.
Oh.
I have twin sisters. Yes, and he had fallen, and I guess he had fallen and broken his hip and passed away on the in the driveway of our house. So this guy, you know, who built it, he built it for his wife. You know, it's like a really interesting thing. And I'm telling you, if any house I ever lived in was haunted, it was that house that we grew up in.
Mm-mm.
It was like the most fucked up shit. Oh my God. Like, ooh, just heebie-jeebies. You don't want to be in the house.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
It's hella scary. If you listen to my mom tell the stories that we had, and my old, Jessica, she used to be a part of this show until I killed her. Jessica is emancipated right now.
Rip.
No. I buried her under my floorboard. She's there. You can hear her faintly call for help, but she's not there no more.
Help.
But Jessica, she's to also do the show with me. She's also had experiences. These are just shit that we would experience at that house.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I moved into this new house. I haven't had no issues yet. I am always trying to bring in ghosts into my house. If you guys have any ghosts in your house that you don't want, send them my way.
All right.
I will probably be destitute, but just so you know, I want these ghosts in my house. I always tell people, I'm like, oh, your house is haunted. What artifact do you have in there that you're willing to give away to me? I will take everything that's attached to it. I'm a horrible person. That's the worst roommate.
That's not horrible. I mean, maybe for Max, but...
Poor Max. The stuff he puts up with sometimes. It's hilarious. Anyways, that's why I'm not married, obviously. And maybe afterwards, you know, I'm trying to find me a rich, old husband that I could...
Oh, I was going to say, I'm rich and old. I could wear a strap-on. Oh my God, have you seen those dildos that move? You could pump them up to whatever...
Oh. No, you know what dildos I'd be looking at? The alien ones.
The ones that lay eggs in the
That's what I want.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I would love that. Everyone knows I have a huge crush on Predator. I think Predator is the finest man to grace us in his cinematic presence. He is so hot.
If you guys could see my face right now.
Oh God, you know, everyone is so tired of me at work because, like, I guess there's a game coming out for Predator, and I'm just like, does he get naked? Can I mate with Predator? That's all I want.
He will put that tongue down your throat though, real easy.
I would love for him to rip my spine out sexually.
Wow. I just think
he's so hot. I don't know why, he's just so hot. Guys, Google exclusive. Brittany has a monster fetish, I guess. He's so hot. He's just attractive, okay? Why is everyone judging me?
I'm not judging.
Look, it's 2020, guys.
I'm just trying to figure out how that would work, per se.
He has, like, a 12-pack.
Right, but where is his wiener? Is that his tongue?
I don't think so. Oh. Look. I don't know how...
Oh, it would be like the anime, I can't
remember.
Yeah, with the octopus, where the octopus goes.
Okay, I'm not trying to fuck no octopus. I just want to...
No, but that would be with his tongue instead of an octopus, and it would just go up.
I think he only has one tongue, though.
Yeah, but he would, like...
Extend it?
Yes.
Guys, if you could see my face, it is very lusty right now. Oh, God. You're making me talk about my sexual preferences for Predator.
Are you sure you want me on this show?
You're bringing out the worst in me. I love it. You're encouraging this behavior.
I'm an enabler.
She's very supportive. I love this already. This connection we already have. It's amazing. yeah. Back to the subject at hand. We all grew up in haunted houses. That one was my little haunted houses.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to do an episode once I can... get my mom out of quarantine, because she's just quarantined herself off from everyone, you know?
Yeah,
she's just locked away in her little castle.
Can't blame her.
I can. I think that she's the one who's buying up all the...
The toilet paper?
She doesn't buy all the toilet paper. She buys all the damn hand sanitizer and Lysol wipes.
Oh.
She's like, we can get we've been stocking on toilet paper. My mom started prepping for the coronavirus in December.
I need to keep your mom around me a little bit more and give me a heads up.
Dude, she's like the greatest.
I'm on my last three rolls.
Are you serious?
I didn't go shopping. I tried to go to Costco, and then the next day it was on the news.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, I guess this can wait.
It can't wait. You need some toilet paper, girl. They were stealing toilet paper at my job.
The That's so ridiculous.
I think me and Max have, like, a whole roll yet. But... Stop it, Nelson. Sorry, guys. My cat is being a little shit. He's trying to eat my rug. He thinks he's a ghost cat. He's not a ghost cat. He's being very loud. Anyways, okay. So, those stories were super spooky, very scary. I appreciate them. I'm going to lock them away in my ghost files. So, when other people ask me, oh, you know anyone who has ghost experience? I'm like, my friend Gina, the ghost asked, she asked the ghost to pull her finger, and he did.
Hell yeah, baby. What's up?
How funny would it have been if he did pull your finger, and he just let it out a little too down? You know, that's probably why he put it on the edge. I gotta go play some dude. I can't with this girl. That's okay. Look, my sense of humor is that if I'm scared for my life, I'm gonna crack jokes. Yeah. You best believe if some ghost is yelling, is turning on the lights, I'm gonna be like, yo, pay some goddamn bills before you come up in here turning on the lights. I will be compliant with you. You do not want another person who's gonna save your ass out of here. We could work this out. Oh, we can make deals. I swear. I'm a horrible person. I'm telling you that right now. Well, guys, so I just want to say, Gina, thank you so much.
Of course.
For telling these scary stories. I really appreciate them. These were great. We're a little bit drunk and buzzed, so probably after this episode, we're going to drink a couple more. Yep. Maybe, you know? We'll see how the night goes. But once again, thank you for giving me...
No, thank you for having me.
You're never going to leave. Such a pleasure. You're never leaving.
I hope not. I will tie myself to you.
You're stuck here. That's it.
I will. We will.
We shared blood. That's it.
Human centipede each other.
Only if I can. I prefer bold. You know, I can eat the booty. I can get my booty.
I'm okay with eating the booty. So
yeah. I'm vice versa. I don't want to get. Vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
I have a pretty big bottom. So
hi.
Oh, guys. Oh, you guys are gonna have a hoot with me and Gina. I swear. I said Juna.
You just say hey at this point.
Hey. Anyways, so once again, guys, please go ahead and follow our Instagram. We do appreciate when you guys send us a lot of really spooky internet articles and scary stuff. I read them. I swear that I read them. I love them. You guys can follow us on Patreon. Our Ghoul Girls handle is @ghoulgirlshere. Anything else you want to add?
No, please listen. Give us a shout out.
Yes. Listen, leave us reviews on iTunes. They really help. But once again, Gina, thank you for coming in, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.